little man, my goodness, he's really getting on my nerves. Hello guys, and welcome back to another episode of Not My Bag. I'm George.
And I'm Joe.
Nearly forgot his cue.
Nearly forgot.
We've done 73 episodes, he hasn't even remembered it. Yeah. Anyway, we have got today, drum roll, actually everyone, see, we've got Dad B. Jones, Sarah and John.
Mum and Dad.
Yay!
How are
We're
you guys?
So happy to be back here. And the set is looking absolutely incredible.
You liking it?
I love it. Really.
I was about to say, yeah, you guys have been on the old set. What do you think?
Hello. It's actually my third time on your
podcast. I know.
I came on
that might be a record, you know.
I think you are, yeah. You've taken the record.
I'm basically like a recurring guest.
You're a co-host. You're
going
to ask for money soon, aren't you?
Yeah. Piss off. We're not getting paid for this.
Back to our set.
I genuinely really love the set.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's a bit of an upgrade, isn't it?
The backgrounds move as well.
Yeah, no, that's what I was most impressed about was like these window screen.
Yeah, because we're actually in LA, everyone. I flew Sarah over.
Yeah.
What's your dream?
Me and Joel were at home watching the kids.
We're in an Essie.
Self-help. Oh, yes, the gay dads. So, you now work in this building.
We've got our own podcast.
Yeah, your set's pretty sick, you know. You guys got a better set than us for your first set, and we'd been here a year.
No, we said it's got to be better than the bag.
It was some painted, like, is it MDF wood?
Paid it?
Yeah.
It was a good start. You've got to start somewhere.
Then
you can always upgrade.
Yeah, so from the bottom network.
What's next? We're going to have two separate houses connected together.
We were just saying to you guys before, but we are loving doing the podcast, like genuinely, regardless of how well, because
I was going to say, though, it is doing really well.
Genuinely.
It's just nice, though, isn't it? When you put that hard work in to then get that back, like you guys have been trending number one, like obviously number one on the podcast
chart.
Thank
you.
Yeah, thanks. No, it's blown our minds.
That's like... Where's our number one?
Yeah, don't worry. This one. Great.
This one will do well.
Dress up as you both next week and sit on your set.
I'd love to see that. We didn't think it was actually going to be anywhere near as popular as it is, because we always do content with all the families. The draw is like everyone loves to tune in for the family. So we thought there'll be a few people, like 2.5 people that want to watch it each week. But we thought it would be something fun we can do about the kids. And now it's done well is a bonus, but we are loving.
I can't believe we have so much to talk about when
you live together.
We live together, we work together, kids together.
We drive up here for like an hour and a half.
Do you just sit in silence?
Well, on the way home, we do.
You do.
That's enough for one day. Nothing else to talk about.
Because our first ever one, we did two back to back, and on the way back, we just literally. That and KFC in silence for half an hour.
Just decompress.
You know, chicken.
Yeah. Do you ever like hold off convo topics at home? Or you ever like walk around the living room and you go, hold this for the pod? Do you ever do that?
Not there yet, but I bet we would.
I've noticed that we do though, is if we're having like a debate, like a friendly debate,
right.
I think we almost start doing it as if we're on the podcast.
Right.
We're both at home in the kitchen or something.
We both are thinking, this will be good for the pod.
I don't then like, be dramatic in it as if it's the pod.
Well, we don't do that on the pod either.
Yeah.
But we do, we have the...
You were saying that as if, like...
No, because we sort of we could be like a serious debate and then it goes into more banter and I think, so maybe it's just me thinking that.
Right.
It's just me. I think this will be great.
You're just a producer at heart.
Yeah.
Into the podcast.
This is going to be great.
In like, okay, noted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
used to like speak at the house or whatever, chatting and then be like, let's hold this for the pod, or let's hold this for the family channel. Do you know what I mean? Because otherwise,
there is something about the natural, like, once you've said a joke, if you try and say it again, it's funny.
So I agree.
Get that. Like,
I agree. It's hard.
Do you guys be getting any guests on, or are you just happy with it being you two? Like, obviously, probably the girls and stuff. No.
Yeah. Definitely our girls. I think we want to do what feels natural. And I kind of felt like it, for me, I wanted it to be quite personal, more personal stories. So
I get you.
But it's really hard.
Yeah, I mean. So we said from the beginning, like, what's nice about our pod is that it doesn't rely on guests, because I feel like otherwise then it does become a thing of blood pressure.
Oh, mama, you have no idea how stressful that is.
So we were conscious of like, okay, it's a Sarah and Joel podcast.
Yeah.
And stand on its own 2 feet. But occasionally it'll be nice to get guests on. But we were thinking, like, we want to get Casey, we want to get Grace on. And then we were thinking like maybe other family or friends that it would be relevant, but we're not 100% sure.
Yeah.
I don't think we're just going to start randomly having like people that like just so random that it feels like, what's the point?
Yeah. Like, because sometimes, you know, for example, like record labels or whatever will be like, oh, we want to, you know, this artist to promote whatever. And yeah. then it just feels a bit weird.
We're never going to sort of turn it into like an interview podcast.
More like but friends.
It's just more of a chat.
Yeah, it's more. Yeah.
And I think maybe like someone could come on and help. Like if we've had a dilemma that week, and someone come on, a therapist, just for a section of it.
Yeah,
that would actually be the Speakmans. If you have any phobias of anything,
I have a phobia of the Speakmans.
Yeah.
Wait, who?
They're on this morning.
They kind of look a bit like I don't even know how to describe.
They're
them.
Just very.
What
odd.
Do they do? Help like, people with phobias.
Is that their thing?
Yeah, so they are like miracle workers in terms of, like, there's someone afraid of escalators, afraid of broccoli, like but they yeah. they came on Grace's about her emetophobia and flying and all that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
I haven't actually
you've seen them.
Yeah.
They're national treasures.
Yeah.
No, interesting.
They look like they maybe do. They look almost like as if they do like magic or something.
Yeah,
magic,
you know what? Vegas. They do. Yeah. They do.
Do they
that is, magic speakmans?
That is.
Yes.
Look a bit.
So they
like,
help people.
Yeah.
Is that specifically their thing?
Yeah.
They help people overcome their phobias. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. I don't actually have. Do you guys have any phobias?
George, sorry.
Disappear
in a box.
No, I hate spiders, and that's one thing. When I was in locked in, that I said I didn't want to do, and I couldn't get that to do. But spiders,
really,
like,
massive thing. Phobia,
yeah, I think I got one of like
can,
the sea.
It's really weird. I can like pick them up if they're small. Like the big ones.
Yeah,
you got a massive phobia. You can pick them up.
Like the little
George, that is not a phobia.
Oh, so like if it's a big one, you're just
am I just being dramatic?
Yeah.
What was
terrified.
That? Okay, there. Were, I feel like I've got a lot of phobias.
Here we go.
Oh look.
Like okay. No, as in like.
What?
Spiders.
That's open water, like sea.
I was just saying, it's like the deep blue. Like if I fell off a cruise ship. I'm just dead.
No, you would be dead.
A lot of people would. A lot of people would be dead.
And I'm like, well, I can't get in and save them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, not because of the
actually. Yeah, that's a nightmare in itself. I think deep blue, and I really don't like heights. Like when I went to the Shard and I was weeing.
And you were saying, yes, he's
really out. Not in the lift. Like, in the toilets, they, like, just glass looking up. Like, I got shy bladder. It was awful, yeah.
You know, some people actually have phobias of tall buildings even when they're not up them.
They're looking at them.
It's just whatever the phobia is, just looking at big things, isn't it?
My biggest phobia is actually losing my children.
Okay.
Which is rational. No. It's rational, but it's... It's so irrational when she does it because if you're walking down the street, no, it's really irrational fear.
Okay.
Say you're walking down the street and it's like, I don't know, like a pillar.
Oh, okay.
Not even as big as the man.
If there's a man with guns and a van.
If there is a pillar, right, and the child
you think
walks
he's gonna...
behind the pillar and she doesn't see it for a split second, that child has been kidnapped, and I'm like, they will be out. They will be walking out the other side of that.
But it's going on crazy. American Horror Story, that did happen at a funfair thing. Like, yeah, it was stolen by a vampire, but like, still, my point stands. I would be terrified, all of a sudden I'd be like,
Where's she gone? And there she is.
Is it because you just got, like, I don't know, you've got 5 kids and stuff? Like, is that why?
I don't know. I feel like
ever since we had one,
it's just kids in general.
She just has this fear that if she can't see one of the children for a split second, even though it's completely irrational, that child has gone.
Have you ever lost any of them?
Yeah.
Because I got lost on a beach one for 3 hours. Well, you have lost one.
Yeah.
Who?
Grace. We lost.
No, I didn't. That's because she was.
I lost Grace.
Yeah.
I've lost a kid's life in time.
Not the light, it was you. No.
She's never lost a kid. More times than she knows, I've lost the kids, but I try not to tell her because she then gets panicky.
This time back, he kind of looks like Grace. I think this is Casey.
I don't know, it's the kids. Some of them are.
I'm that person. No. When my kids are and everyone else is. So if someone says, like, where's. I'll be like, there.
Yeah, okay.
She always knows where they are.
Relax.
I actually... Oh, this is so bad, okay? But it's funny.
I'm shocked because I don't know what you're going to say.
Don't worry, it's nothing bad on you. It's only on me.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Did you lose a child and I don't know?
No, you know about this one.
Okay.
This is one of the occasions she knows about this one because I could... You'll see why she knows about us.
Before Joel's story, we have a technical announcement. Half of my set has broken. So if you're wondering at home what the fuck's going on behind me, just roll with it. Oh, I just spat. Carry on with your story.
All right, where was I? Okay, so the time I lost Grace.
Yes.
So we lived in an apartment. So, and I had taken Grace out for the day. So to get to our flat, you've got to go up the lift and whatever. It's like a basement car park. So I walked through the door and I'm like, I think I had something I wanted to tell you. I was like bounding through the door like, Sarah. And then she just looks at me and she's like,
the baby.
Where is Grace? Where's the baby?
And he's just been like to our local town centre. So all I can...
I've been shopping.
He's lost.
I've been out shopping. My face dropped and I went, and I ran out of the apartment. I ran in the lift. And she chased me out. She's like, where is she?
He was going to say, where is she? I have no idea.
Because I'm not saying nothing. Oh, yeah. She's thinking I've left her in like in the shops, right? But what I had actually done is I left her in the basement in the car. She was asleep.
Oh, so I had back in a car.
When I got out of the...
You're like...
But, yeah, that's part of my ADHD, though. Like, literally...
Yeah, you should have run off and be like, oh, she's in the car instead. Yeah. You're acting like, I left her on the waters downtown. I mean, bumper cars and she's like...
No, honestly. And she's younger than two as well, actually.
Yeah, but she was asleep. She didn't know. She was fine.
I mean, at least she was fine. Like, mum went for a sleep, didn't she, in Cornwall once? And dad was watching over George, looking at some lady's boobs on the beach. And George
and
started to drown in the sea.
Oh, that's quite sad.
Had, like, I don't think any. Yeah, the fear of the deep sea. And it, apparently, everyone was screaming on the beach. Mum woke up and it was just this bobbing head, and it was George. And someone, like, went in and grabbed him. And then mum was, like, hitting dad, like, hey,
oh my god, no.
What was your idea, guys? You know,
our dad has a straying eye when it comes to being abroad. Actually, not abroad. I don't think
anywhere.
There was one year, I don't even know if I can say this, I'm going to say it anyway. We were away and dad had a disposable camera and then we got it developed. And it was basically he was asking George to like sit next to like lady sunbathing so he could take, and the whole camera roll was just like,
oh my god,
George next to different women, like.
On a nudist.
Yeah, on a nudist meet.
And that's your whole album from that holiday.
Yeah, just, oh, Mallorca 2007.
Now, the thing is, the fear is rubbing off to Casey, like Casey. When she was younger, it was the first time her and Grace were allowed to go to the shop together.
Right.
I don't know. I told them to buy a French bread and a Marmite. The whole way home, they're talking like, right, if we get kidnapped now, you whacking with the Marmite, I'll whacking with the French bread, and we run. Yeah, and then by recently, and we were walking down a strip, and I was quite relaxed, but Chloe's running ahead, and a van pulled up beside.
Oh no!
And just got out to look at the view, but Casey was like, Chloe,
she was like running.
Bearing in mind, Dubai is one of the safest places.
Yeah,
in the
world. So I mean, that's why I was chill, but I'm like,
yeah.
Oh.
But the thing is, I was saying to you, got to stop because it's rubbing off on the kids. They actually think it's highly likely in their lifetime they will get kidnapped. That's how they're thinking.
Well, it does happen because dad always tells us to turn the plug switches off and like he's like, otherwise he'll start a fire and stuff. And now my boyfriend's turn off like every plug and it's really annoying. Like even to the Alexa that takes then 10 minutes to start up again. Yeah. And I'm like, but and then dad's always been like that, isn't it? Mum calls him the jailer because he just likes to lock everything up.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I'm like that.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'm just like, it doesn't even make any sense. Like, yeah. But... yeah.
Oh, well, at least they're safe. Well, speaking of and like traveling and all that, because Casey's away, how have you found that? Because you obviously can't see what she's doing and time zones and stuff. So has that been?
To be fair, I feel like in the beginning I really missed her.
Okay.
I'm finding it really hard.
Yeah.
Now you're like, Casey, who?
No, but no. Don't even say that. No. To be fair, she FaceTimes me every morning and every night.
Oh, nice. Okay.
She FaceTime you every morning, every night? No.
No, she's on FaceTime to you. Like, I get a busy phone out of here.
No, you don't know.
No, your relationship with Casey is great. Mine's good, but yours is obviously better. Cheers.
Actually, and she likes. I felt like she'd be going out a lot. She's not.
Okay.
She made some friends and she did like an apartment for one night and had her friends over for wine and pasta night. They didn't even go out in the.
It's such a wholesome trip.
Yeah.
They're living their best lives. They're doing skydiving.
Oh, good.
And all this stuff.
Time is like our daytime. So if
right.
She's out.
Okay.
I know when she's home.
Yeah. Cause you're
that's good.
Yeah.
She was in Ayanapa. That was hell. Like.
Yeah,
I remember them at all. Yeah, we've got had a rough time.
Yeah.
That was hell. But this is.
But
been
this is
really.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
And obviously we're missing her, but I just seeing her having this experience.
Yeah.
Like. even for us, it's so rewarding just to see it all happening.
Yeah. It's really
nice. Have you found it weird with obviously like the YouTube and stuff? Like, so I obviously like, I follow you guys and I see all you always answering back to people because people are like, where's the video? Where's Casey? Where's this? When's there going to be a family video? Have you found that hard? Or is it just like kind of the progression of you're doing the podcast, there's a video here and there. Like, what's it been like?
Natalie, we'd already kind of got the point of knowing that she wasn't going to be in them as
all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. And like with her GCSEs and obviously she was away in the locked in.
Yeah.
But like it naturally had already.
I think the podcast, it wasn't planned, but the podcast come at a really good time because, you know, that was like content.
I guess, if the vlogging's flowing down on YouTube, you kind of just give everyone something.
I think you can talk
else.
About a bit more context of what's going on as well on a podcast.
Because the thing is, like, I mean, like our weekly YouTube video, that is the thing we do. Not rain or shine, because we, this year we have missed a couple of...
Well, I saw a lot of your announcements because you were quite poorly, weren't you? And there was a bit...
Yeah, over Christmas, we had quite a bit of time off. Like, it just seemed that every time someone got better in the house, someone else got sick. And it probably looks like I'm being quite dramatic on like Instagram, being like, I'm really sorry, guys, no video. But honestly,
people need that.
People
need to be told that, don't they?
We get abused if we don't.
You are a product now.
Yeah, like, I get DMs. Like, I get there's a lot of people who are disappointed. Like, and people will say, oh, like, no worries, I was looking forward to it. But obviously, you know, if you guys are sick, I will get DMs of people being like, this is your job. And, you know, other people have to go to work and all you have to do is upload one video a week and you can't
and
even,
you
do,
can't
that.
Even do that.
And but the crazy thing is, like...
Sorry, I didn't mean to write that message.
It's you with the other burner account.
Go to work.
The mad thing is, some of these... The people who are writing this are the people who love our videos so much.
Yeah.
They are so infuriated. But it's almost like... They are.
It's a double-edged sword, really. Because they'll support you so much, but they're also like, where the fuck is it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Give me the video.
Yeah.
But
I don't think we struggled with Casey. I think the situation we're finding hard is that we've got really young girls and then really old girls.
Right.
It's really hard to get what people like because...
Because you've got to keep it squeaky clean with covering all bases. Yeah.
But also, I feel like we're at a bit of a crossroads with our content, and we've been saying it for a while because, like, some of the stuff, like when Casey and Grace and I started on YouTube, Casey was like 12 and Grace would have been about 9.
I
don't know what the maths is on that. But anyway,
yeah.
So content we would have done then, they're too mature to do now.
Right.
But then the younger ones, our younger ones, are like too young.
Mm.
So we're sort of like trying to figure out what do people want to watch?
Now, obviously, like Casey's like a young adult.
Yeah.
You've got Grace, like, how old? 15, 16.
Yeah.
So, I guess it's hard for you guys, isn't it? To find
like 16 and 18, I was doing a lot of different things than I was, do you know what I mean? Around the ages of like 10 and stuff. So it's a weird one, isn't it?
But saying that, we do actually have, we do actually have a plan for some new, fresh content that we're going to be working on this year. And I won't say too much about it now, but we've got a plan to kind of be able to give people content that's kind of like me, Sarah, Casey and Grace in a slightly more mature way.
Right.
And then still give people that family vlog.
That's good. Yeah.
People
still want
love
to know
that
especially like Chloe. She's got such a character that people
Our thing is just hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, not just for kids to watch, but adults.
She's gonna have more than Casey and that scares me.
Yeah. she's wild, to be fair. But
it's back.
Oh, we're back.
We're back. It's working.
We're back in LA, people.
Well, should we move on to our diary entries, Joe?
Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen this new series, we're going to be doing diary entries. So it's like writing a couple things down, basically, what's happened this week. And then we're going to give them to you. You can read them out and then we can discuss them.
Dear diary number two.
Oh, yeah.
That entry number two.
Dear diary.
Ordered a rug, very mixed opinions from hippie to vomit. What do you think?
He's going
to
now show the rug.
Oh, wow.
That's probably the one reaction I've had so
far.
That looks like a rainbow melted onto your floor.
I kind of see where you've got it.
It's white. That none of that furniture's in the background.
That would freak me out.
It's
actually tripping me out. I don't know if I could look at that every day. Do you feel calm?
I feel nauseous.
Do you feel calm when you're sitting in your living room looking at that?
Maybe I'm never calm.
Oh, okay.
Never calm.
I'm never calm.
I mean, I love the creativity.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like I can see where you're going, but I'm.
It's just India. Not a bit of us.
Yeah, yeah.
From
you
India.
Can't return it.
Yeah, India didn't want it. But...
No, I can't return this. I'm learning to love it.
Do you love it?
Yeah,
didn't
know problem.
Said he's allowed
it. It's my decision. Yeah. I ordered it.
Do you have to love it? Because
Kane wasn't like all about it. He was like, it's grotesque. And then it came and I got outside. I was like, no, I actually do really like it. I just wanted to pop a colour in the room, you see.
A rainbow vomit on the floor. Yeah.
Guys, this will be on screen for you to see.
Shall I go?
Next one.
Okay, YouTube shoot with George. What's the fate? Eight.
Mangosteen.
YouTube short. Wait, the grammar is horrendous.
YouTube shoot with George ate mangosteen for the first time and texture was similar to testicles.
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you ever tried a
mangosteen?
So, have you ever had one?
It's
testicles, no.
No.
I just spat, sorry.
Mangosteen is...
Not me searching up here and I've just got the speed boom.
What the hell is mangosteen?
It's mangosteen.
Have I got the right one, George? Yeah, mangosteen. And it was like... It was,
like this.
Where was you feeling it? Like on your cheek?
That lining that
would heal.
Yes, I thought it was a testicle. Mangosteen.
Oh, that doesn't even look real.
Dipping testicle, it's like, it's kind of like garlicky, right?
Yeah, it's very. Oh, what else did we eat?
That is.
Phil Mustaine.
We ate from the name called Phil from India or Israel.
No,
in China.
I'm doing an eating challenge.
No, it didn't.
it didn't go on the road.
What was it for?
It was George's YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah, I just done like a blindfold eating challenge. And then like if we...
Ate a blindfold?
Blindfold eating.
I ate fun head.
basically,
I'm a dad. It's dad day.
Yeah, true. God. And it's... he's throwing me right.
You're blindfolded. You get food. You eat them. And then if you guess what it is, then you've got to guess where it is on the map. It was actually very complicated.
Oh, okay.
I actually like those kind of videos.
So did you guess testicle?
I guess it was fruity.
I think it's such a good idea. Imagine if I do dad jokes with dad.
Yeah.
That's quite a good idea.
That'd be good.
That's good. Okay. He's really sold on the idea. Try not to laugh at it.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
All right. So, think I got food poisoning from undercooking potatoes.
Mm, yeah.
No, I don't think that's possible.
I wanted to ask this.
No, is that a thing? No, you can't. No.
They were Hasselback.
What does that mean?
I don't know. They were just Hasselback potatoes.
I don't know. No, you can't get food.
How do you get food poisoning?
Well, I don't know.
It's potato. They were Hasselback and...
I've eaten oven chips raw before. I used to, didn't I?
They fired out of me like lightning.
Yeah.
Joe.
Whoa.
Well, they
Onto
the rug. Yeah, no, I was really poorly this week from potatoes.
How do you know it's from potato?
Yeah, well, the other things in meal were cod or broccoli, which I'm normally fine with. Or could have been the cod.
Might just cod. Like...
Fish. Yeah. You can get food poisoning from fish.
If you
salmonella.
And they've left it out the fridge or something, you don't know.
Can you get salmonella from fish?
You could, yeah, fish is a bad one.
Oh, okay. Probably.
Depending
on
how they've stored it.
You do eat three coffees a day, drink three coffees a day as well. Probably
I don't. Well, I kind of do. But it's not that.
Yeah.
You sure?
Okay.
You feeling better now?
I feel great now. Okay, also, these trousers were tight on me at New Year's. And there's a lot of room.
Oh.
That's after this one. Great.
Silver lining.
Oh, dad and mum jokes we got today. We're blessed.
Right. Thinking of getting a dog and calling it Bean, so it would be bean bags.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you. It has to be fat, though.
Well, I can't overfeed, but I think that's probably not recommended by vets.
Oh,
it's probably not. Yeah. But would you get the dog just because you thought of the name idea?
Yeah.
Not because you actually wanted it?
And I thought of Bean, and I was like, right.
What are you thinking of beans?
No, the name Bean for a dog. There was dogs on the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, I could not
be
that.
Yeah.
I can, to be honest. That's my diary.
No, I actually really enjoyed that. Thank you.
I'm glad. What kind of dog would it be, though?
Well, I'm really into the miniature
sausage and beans.
I love sausage and beans in a can. They're like my favourite thing.
In a can, no.
Shall I get sausage and bean? And then buy a Heinz bed to go with the rug?
You eat sausages and beans out of a can.
Incredible, yeah. Wow. Also, just need to put this out there, not on the episode, but I bought this thing called a crimp it, right? So it's basically like you put a tortilla on it and then you put, it makes like a giant pasty, like a giant empanada.
Yeah, crimps the edges.
Crimps the edges, right? So I've been doing it with sausages and beans. It's like a home cheese and bean melt, basically, from Greg's.
That actually sounds banging.
Inside.
It's a proper
It's not. Horrible. It's like, I love, but also ravioli. In the can?
No.
Yeah, no.
Your mum and dad, I would have been a good...
No.
I eat a lot of things.
Black beans on toast, spaghetti hoops, but not...
Macaroni in a can?
I would.
Bolognese in a can? I like,
as a kid, I used to like sardines in a can.
Yeah, I like sardines in a can.
They're actually quite nice. Might be
Do you know what I like in a can? Anchovies.
I was going to say anchovies. Anchovies are the one.
I love anchovies.
I love anchovies.
My mum used to feed us like war rations, basically. Like everything was tinned in the cupboard. No, I loved it. I absolutely love it. I still do it now. But yeah.
Lily, look, sausage and beans.
You dressed in foil.
My dad always used to think like the world was coming to an end. So he would go and get massive tins of Smash like this.
Smash.
You guys are the easiest to please kids. Like, your mum must have just been like,
disgusting about Smash.
Here's
well.
The Smash.
Yes.
Yeah,
I love
Smash with a knife and fork. That's how like grim it is.
Like, you could actually like cut it. My mum and dad would want to give us proper potatoes, and dad would like spend hours making this mash by hand and like
and we'd tasting
in it to like taste, and then we'd sit down and be like, we want Smash.
To be fair, Grace does always say to me, if I make mash, you'd rather the microwave one. Just
no, but it's because it's from M&S. Let's not pretend. It's still booty.
And it's truffle and butter.
Yeah. It's M&S.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's creamy.
I actually don't like.
And yours is lumpy and,
All right.
No, I'm just
outside of.
No,
I thought that
like,
right.
Still talking about the potato.
Okay, here we go.
George's diary.
Why are there so many old people in Tesco's all the time?
Yeah. Honestly, I went and got a meal deal beforehand. It is like there is old people everywhere. All I see is just heads of grey cloud. No, because I think there are days.
Is it a big Tesco or a little Tesco?
It's kind of like, it's like a medium Tesco, isn't it? They've just built an F&F on the side of it. Is it called F&F?
Yeah.
Because I think that, like, this is obviously generalising. I think when they're old and retired, like, run out of things to do.
Yeah.
So walking around a big Tesco's or a medium Tesco's, maybe it's just saying that they
Our mum does this, right? And she'll like clock in, like, hi, everyone, like daily, like all that thing. And it's like her thing is going to Tesco.
No, I always like to go to a little Tesco. It's nice to have a little look around.
I know, but I bet you're not as slow as them. Like, it's just painful, isn't it?
George, you'll be old one day.
What do you consider old as well? Because that's the crazy thing. Like, we're getting to that age where, like,
you know what I mean? Like, really young people will be like...
These people are like... there's nothing wrong with old people. Don't try to cancel me. Do you know what I mean? But they're just old.
There's too many of them in Tesco.
It's just
I think, to me, like, for a gay man, over 30, you're basically dead.
Yeah.
For a gay man, you two are like... If a gay man goes to be like, I'm 31, I'm like... Time's ticking. Do you know what I mean?
How old are you?
26.
Yeah.
4 years.
4 years, and then that's it. You're out.
4 years, then I'm retiring, moving to Bali.
I don't know. Anything over 60 is old, isn't it?
I think over 75.
I feel like you guys would think anything over like 45, 40 is old.
No, I'm actually really excited to turn 40. You've got 2 years left. I'm already thinking about what I'm going to do. Like,
I think my friend said that when you hit like a big, like an age jump, like so coming up to 30, then you're like early 30s, so you're early again. Do you know what I mean? But if you're like late of an, you know, at an age,
it sounds like, older, isn't it? When you're like 35, people are like, oh, you'll be 40 soon. When you're 41, it's fine.
Wait, then people will be like, you'll be 50 soon. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
What I just said was so dumb.
What'd you say?
If I just went, if you're early in a stage, like you're younger, and I was like, yeah, because if you're later, you're older. If you're
Captain Obvious over there.
38, you're older than 31.
I feel like we're getting to our 40s and our kids are growing up. So I feel like our 40s is going to be like...
We still have a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
We're not out of the woods yet.
Should be four. Yeah.
The funniest thing is like when I first met you and... No, you first met Joel and you thought... John. Can you see?
Yeah, we together. I met you at that Spotify shoot thing. Do you remember? On that farm or whatever. Oh, or that festival thing.
That's ages ago.
And I left and I was like, oh yeah, that was like the boyfriend or the brother or something, wasn't it? And everyone was like, that was her dad.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, compliment like you, do you know what I mean? But I was like,
people have bought that. Like if we're out together. People have thought that we are dating.
Like, siblings or dating.
Yeah, siblings or dating. And
I would say
things to Casey. Like, say we're out shopping, I'll be like, oh, well, we'll ask your mum when we get home. Or what would your mum think? Like, I say things that people are looking because I think, don't think I'm like,
we're going home to mum. We call mum.
And your mother, I'm not sure that you should buy that.
But you even had it when Sophie used to be in hospital. Like, the doctor would come in, like, oh, I'll come back when the dad. Mum and dad are here.
Because they thought I was a big brother. I'd be like, here.
That's wild.
Present.
Not the age.
I guess it's a compliment, though, isn't it?
We'd rather it is, but it freaks me out.
Yeah. Wait, why do they never say that I look like the sister?
No, it doesn't really happen.
I didn't mean that.
Well, the girlfriend.
You showed up later.
Okay, YouTube shoot on Wednesday. Me and Joe tried acai for the first time.
Yeah, you get it.
We never had it.
I thought it was a sorbet.
I thought it was sorbet too.
For like 5 minutes, and they just had the cameras going, and they were like, "No, it's like an acai bowl."
It was weird, wasn't it?
It is weird. It's like licorice or something.
What?
Or like
licorice. Like the berries. It's berries, but it's like very mushy taste, isn't it?
Yeah, and he goes.
I don't know if I've actually had one.
It was basically.
Casey was really into it at one time, yeah.
Me and Joe, as you've heard about our palates, it's very much beans, sausages.
Yeah, true. Like,
having something like that, I thought
I should have thrown a few kidney beans in there.
Yeah,
loved it.
I would have been fine.
Oh, butter beans. I love a butter bean.
Butter bean bag.
And I have things with seeds on. Like, they're for birds.
It was just a pot. Like, you normally do get the seeds, the strawberries and all that, and they jacked it up, but this was just the pot. But we thought we was adamant it was sorbet. It was
I can't even picture what it tastes like on its own. I've had it in a bowl with loads of stuff.
Very odd. Yeah. However,
is it acai or
acai? I say acai.
I say acai.
Because it's got this than the eye.
Look really appetizing though when it's like in a bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that looks like really good.
Anyway, we learned something this week, so that's good.
That's good. Yeah. You're expanding your horizons.
Palate.
At the age of 21, I'm finally
off the fish.
I'm 26 and it was first on me.
Off the veins.
What else do you got?
So, went to a perfume shop, went with mum, made me realise how many slow walkers there are. You're tiny. How fast are you walking?
I meant to carry me, right? So we got off the tube and this geezer fell down the Baker Street stairs. But he was really drunk. Like, he then stood there trying to tap his phone for like 5 minutes. We were creasing. Anyway, sorry to the man.
Did anyone check he was all right?
No. Yeah.
Many slow people, and they cut in front of you. It kind of goes back to the Tesco
thing.
Yeah.
There's a common
threat here. Don't be old.
Maybe slow down.
Don't go shopping with George.
Maybe slow down.
I am a speed walker. I literally everyone always says I'm late for something.
No, honestly, I'll be shouting like, Joel, hello, wait for me. Like,
where are the kids?
Like, that's my kid.
Where are the kids?
Literally.
You're losing them. You're walking way too fast.
Yeah, I walk way too fast. But I mean, in London, like, everyone seems to be in a rush, and I'd rather it be like that so you get somewhere quicker. But when you're walking down like Oxford Street, it's like, and people like stop in front of you to look at
New York recently.
Yeah, that was hell as well.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, there's a lot of fast walkers there. They should have a fast lane.
No,
they actually should. Yeah, you know, they've got cycle lanes. I could probably be as fast as
You'd be like, slow cyclists, get out of the way. It's actually an attribute for gay people to walk faster as well. Gay people walk really fast.
Really?
Like, it should be like a rainbow lane that you can just hop into.
What about us two? What?
Yeah. We just jump in it too.
Oh, cool. That's all right. Yeah.
True. All right. True allies and that.
Did you know what you wrote?
No.
Because you're now like, I want a dog.
Oh.
And for Joe to get one from the same breeder.
Yes. So you copied me.
So
we will
add the toilet bean bag.
What?
No, I said
ball bag.
Hey, ball bag. Boy,
you got that bin?
Bin bag.
Yeah.
I'm not having bin bag. You
ball bag. Ball bag and
bean bag.
Ball bag and bean bag.
Ball bean.
Ball bag. Bean bag.
No. So basically, we were at home the other day, and Kane, Joe's boyfriend, said like he just walked in and had like an epiphany, and he was like, "What if
epiphany?
What did I say?
Epiphany.
What does that mean?
It's not the right
concept. Anyway, mix of two.
He had a full. He had a good clue.
Yeah.
Right? And then. My own word. And then he came in, he was like, imagine if we both get dogs from the same breeder and then they can be brother and sister.
They can't breed, but sometimes
do dogs do incest? Do they actually breed with that That because that's something that I'm googling after the show. Yeah,
right. Well, I know your Wi-Fi is about to get turned off when you get home.
Yeah,
but do they? I don't know.
And does it cause issues?
Yeah, it runs around in a circle.
No, huh?
The dog, the incest dog, just runs around in a circle.
No. Sometimes brothers and sisters will fight to the death, though, won't they?
Is that no? Isn't it the mum?
But they're not going to live.
Oh, the mum.
The mum kills them off.
If she doesn't look after them straight away, she might kill them.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's savage.
To be fair, that moves on to my next point.
Like that incest. Like...
No. Sorry, no, about getting a dog and...
My mum. I'm moving out. Why is buying stuff so expensive? How does...
We spent about 170 quid on plates the other day.
Wait, so you're moving in with your girlfriend?
Yes.
And have you moved already? Or
no, we're moving mid-March.
So right, what have you got to buy? Everything?
We're going to buy like a new sofa, setting up like a second room. It's like a little content room and stuff like that. That should be fun. But it's just like plates, cutlery. Yeah, why is it like 14 quid for a bowl?
You go to IKEA.
The thing is, as well.
Yeah. Well, I only went into Sainsbury's and I thought, like, this would be
good. Sainsbury's is expensive.
Habitat is expensive, but I like it. But it's really nice stuff there. That's where I got my cutlery.
I probably could get some
better,
but I'm like, would I want to reach out to someone and be like, hi, can I have some of your cutlery? It just sounds a bit weird.
Yeah, the cutlery is probably
I feel like IKEA can get nice glasses. It's very cheap.
I bought a corn on the cob.
I'm not even gonna lie, if you think his rug's bad, you just need to look at his flat. It's fucked in the nicest possible way. It's like, it's really nice stuff and it's expensive stuff, but it's just together it's fucked.
Yeah.
I can't explain it.
No,
it's
I got this.
Wait, what is that?
It's a corn on the cob.
Seat.
Oh, you sit on it.
You spent that much on it?
Wow.
It's like a forever purchase.
Oh, really?
Because I'm going to put my bags on there.
How much was it?
Last. I'm not saying. I feel like I do.
Can we pay higher or lower?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do higher or lower.
Right. Well, I'll do my guess.
Yeah.
I mean, surely you wouldn't have paid more than £210 for that.
Oh, you're always in class.
Did you? And his eyesight's bad.
Yeah, have you looked at it before?
No, I mean, I was going to get one.
It was 220.
Oh, my okay. God. It's not too bad.
The way I see it.
It's got a bite out.
Yeah, it's not even like a whole sweet corn.
But I think
it should be discounted. Like, sorry, this one's got a bite.
Yeah, this one's got a bite out. It's a stall.
Yeah.
That's the mark.
I just think that, like,
it's corn.
Mama, what's that? Remember that TikTok?
Like, it's corn. Oh, no.
Yeah, because in our house at the minute, like, mum and dad's, there's like, she's got this bench in the hallway and all this stuff that they've had since our house in Epping, which was like 15, 20 years ago, right? So I'm thinking in my head, like, if furniture is like a long-term thing you like take to each house and you really like those pieces,
it kind of is.
Then I might as well like buy things that I really like now and then just like keep them.
Back. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Will a sweet corn seat in 15 years still be?
My kids will love it.
How could
they? They'll be like, let's go sit on daddy's sweet corn.
Oh, but you know what?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's so, okay.
But the good thing with something like that is it will never go.
At least they're not sitting on George's ball bags.
Yeah.
No, cracking up for own joke.
I do that a lot in that, actually. Sometimes my jokes are
he laughs the hardest at our own jokes.
I love it when people lose their own jokes like right at the end as well. There's like punch to fat.
No, the good thing about that corn is it will never go out of fashion because it was never in fashion.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the good thing.
It's art.
Oh, dear.
No, it's brilliant. Is that all you got now?
Yeah, that's it.
That's our diary.
I actually really like the diary section. That's
thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Really good.
Well, the next one is a game that I think George is going to have to explain.
Basically, we are going to play... we're going to call it After Hours Game.
Like that.
When we played Mafia in...
Mafia.
The epitome of Mafia. You want to say it. We played that at like night time, so that's why we call it After Hours. And we get it. Okay,
yeah,
sorry. Anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to go into teams. So it's going to be me and Joe and you two here. So we're all going to get given a card, but between you guys, you're going to have a red card. And the person with the red card is basically got to tell a story about when they were drunk or something that's happened. But if you've got the red card, it's not true.
So we both tell a story and you've got to guess which one of us is bluffing.
Yeah.
Okay. So
vice versa. If Joe's got the red one, he'll tell a story.
But it's a lie.
It might be a lie. Well, it will be a lie, but mine will be real.
So we
have got to guess.
Oh,
you've got to start out.
And it's versus...
There's a drunk story.
And it's versus... So basically,
It's the bad
gonna have to swap
versus dad be girls.
Yeah,
awesome.
And we'll be right back.
Cool. So yes, we're in position.
I've just flown George out to LA.
I'm in LA now.
We're still in
these little house sitting.
It actually really suits you, to be fair.
Yeah. What, the grey cloud?
The cupboard.
The cans in the cupboard. What, the beans?
The smash.
So yeah, basically, to put it simply, this is a game of bluff. That's basically it, right? One of you guys are going to pick up a red card and you've got to bluff us. We've got to guess who's actually telling the truth, who's not. Simple as that. Right. Let's check the cards. You ready?
Okay. Two, one.
We are going to confer as well for 1 minute. Okay. So we'll just like speed this bit
confer.
Up.
Confer?
So have a little...
Good word for you.
Have a little chat amongst yourself, whoever's got the card.
Okay.
All right. Joe, do you want to go?
Honestly,
what is your after-hours story?
So like a chaotic night out.
Yeah.
Okay. So my friend came over from LA and I got way too overexcited that they were here. So in the taxi, we got chucked out on the motorway by Canary Wharf. The driver said, get out. Wasn't even that drunk. Had to get a taxi then from Canary Wharf to the bar. Long story short, I bought 3 bottles of Grey Goose in a bar.
Boom.
Which like, I cried the next day. We couldn't pay me rent. I was so drunk. To the point where didn't even drink the last bottle, slid it down my trousers to try and disguise it from security taking it out. Outside, you know those like metal railings that you have at like school football games, whatever, they're like split people apart, like, and they're just basically just like a metal railing. Don't know how to explain it.
It's a metal railing.
It's basically a metal railing. I leant up against that outside thinking that it was stable and it wasn't. So I fell back into the road to like oncoming traffic. Then I stood up and I had a bottle of Grey Goose in my hand in the middle of the road. Anyway, long story short, got back next morning, woke up, still drunk, then went to see Peggy Goo with George. But it was the most mortifying thing because people were DMing me the next day, like, were you in the middle of a street in Soho holding a bottle of Grey Goose?
No.
So long story short, that was probably the most chaotic night out I've ever had because it was all a blur as well. Do you know what I mean?
I bet it was more wild than you can tell us.
To be honest, my memory went, but like it was very funny. Yeah, that was it.
Do we comment at this point?
Yeah, tell us what you think of that story.
I think it's a lie. I feel like you've got so much more wildness inside you.
No, I think he's got more wild, but I do think it's very specific. It was very, very specific. Mm. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not feeling it.
No?
Okay, we'll have
it.
Quick think of a lie on the spot.
Do one of you want to think? Like, tell us one, or do you want me to go?
No, you go.
Okay, so...
I feel like if they are bluffing us, his is going to be so vague that it doesn't...
Yeah.
I think that's what they might do. His is so specific, his is, like, vague. Go on, then.
Well, we...
It's your vague story.
So we went to Ibiza last summer, and we went to Ushuaia, and we got tickets to go see Calvin Harris.
We did.
And it was... We basically, because the people Joe know and that, we got... backstage tickets. So we went into backstage. It was like Stormzy, Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding. We actually caught Ellie Goulding and Calvin Harris having a kiss before he went out to play. So because that happened, we then were like, right, like, let's try our luck, because I was really drunk and I was going to use it like against them. I thought, like, oh, like, let me start telling the press. And that turns out that they were like, look, everyone can just come on my boat afterwards, because they got together there and then. So we went on his boat, but I didn't tell Joe. So Joe was like calling me, like, where are you? I was in I don't even know where I'd be for it. It's like the Balearic Islands or something. Wherever we were in the middle of the ocean. Well, not in the middle of the ocean, in the middle of a dock. And I came home at about 4 a.m. that day.
You fumbled that so bad.
What? I feel like this is a double.
I didn't fumble anything.
No,
We went to Ibiza, we went to Ushuaia. Him and Ellie Goulding got together. We were really drunk.
I didn't get Ellie Goulding.
No. Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding got together. I was like shouting about because I was drunk. They were like, look, everyone just be quiet. You can come on our boat after. But Joe didn't get the invite because he wasn't at the backstage when it happened. I ended up on the boat. He didn't know where I was. I came in at 4 a.m. to a hotel.
Yeah, so either it's blatantly obvious that his is the lie and his is the truth, or they're really good at this game. And he told it like a lie. He told it like the truth. Yeah. What are you thinking?
No, I feel like that's the truth. And I feel like that's the lie.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Is that your final answer?
What do you think?
I feel like that's the truth. I don't feel like they can start rumours about people. Like,
but isn't Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding, it's public, right?
I don't know now.
I don't. This was last
year. This was in the summer.
Oh, done.
Joe knows better stuff than me than that.
All right, well, I'm going to go with whatever you're...
I mean, what I'm going to say is that I probably won't be going out drinking with you both because that's so boring.
Oh, so boring.
Why are we going on?
So boring.
Actually, I might because I won't get on the boat, Jake. No, but I don't know. I just feel like Joe was lying.
All right, what are you saying then? Joe. Right, we're saying Joe's is a lie. George is
ready to reveal?
Yeah.
The person with the red card is lying.
I knew it. Oh. I shouldn't have listened to you.
You thought I fumbled that.
You did.
That was one of the ones that you thought that my delivery was too specific.
Yeah.
I thought it was actually you were playing a game there where you made
your
sound.
You were like, yeah, so we, and then I saw them kiss and I thought, I'm going to go to the press, which is like so unlike you. I was like, what?
I thought you did that on purpose. I thought it was so smart that
yeah,
it's like a double bluff.
Like, I just.
But no.
I thought I was double bluffing.
But yeah, I actually.
I was even looking at the camera at one point thinking, sure.
I could see your face. That's why I was like,
also, because you were doing this.
I was
and I was reckon that's part of the act. That's part of the act.
Was not
fair play, Joe. Well done.
That was, yeah, at least.
Because also, when he said, oh, we went here and Calvin Harris, and I was like, yeah, we did.
To be fair, we actually did go to Ibiza and get backstage Calvin Harris and met Calvin and Stormzy.
Okay, so that's partly true,
but I never ended up on a yacht.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the links between which were
me going to the press.
Yeah, okay. I was like, okay. I did actually embarrassingly do all of those things.
Yeah, Joe ended up.
I don't think that's embarrassing. I think you're right.
Kicked out.
I was falling over the bollard. I was pretty mortifying, to be fair, the thing.
But anyway. To be fair, I haven't actually had any wild nights that I don't really drink like that anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to get a bit crazy.
Yeah.
When I did, I actually had the nickname Crazy Jane.
Because her name's Sarah Jane. We call her Crazy Jane.
No, seriously.
There's an ego. She drinks vodka.
For another story. But...
Crazy Jane.
Yeah, I had to lock myself in a room away from her. She was trying to get me.
Yeah.
Attack me.
But I think probably my most embarrassing story is when we went girls' night. Obviously, I hadn't long had the baby, so the alcohol got to me a little bit quicker than it should have done. Okay. And I was full on sick down another girl that I'd had no idea who she was. Yeah.
Oh, no. That's disgusting. Yeah. How'd you even come back from some
friends?
No, I didn't know her.
Just like random in the club.
Genuinely, yeah. And I'm not lying when I say, I used to be sticking, I know when you get like a champagne bottle, I'd be sticking the ice bucket. This isn't part of the story. Like, this wasn't this night, but I'd be sick, move it to one side and just continue my night.
Oh, I didn't even know about that. That is very crazy, Jane.
Yeah.
That is crazy, Jane.
I'd always sick. Like, whenever I would drink, I'd be really sick.
Just give me Jane.
Yeah.
Not crazy, Jane.
All right, cool.
All of a lie?
Yeah. Just think.
In his head.
All right, so, yeah, don't actually know if I should tell this one, but let's go for it because I can't think of anything else. So,
oh, God.
This is when I was, like 18, right?
Last week.
Yeah, long time ago. So I was out.
Was a dad at this age?
Wait for reminding. No, I wasn't. COVID dad when I was 19, thank you. So I was 18, but maybe I was a little bit older than that. So anyway, I went out drinking with my mate and I did get into an altercation with someone else and it was in front of the police and I got arrested. So I got put into the back of the police van. Sarah was at home waiting for me, like at our place.
For his child.
Caring for my child. And my best friend at the time, and he got into the police van because the police weren't really paying attention. And he's like, what happened? And I was like, oh, this thing happened and like been arrested or whatever. And he was like, oh, he's like, well, because he's supposed to be staying at mine. He's like, can I still set yours? I'm like, well, yeah. Well,
what, in the cell?
No, as in my house. He's supposed to be staying at mine. So he's like, oh, give me your keys. So I'm literally like handcuffs behind, like give him the keys. Sarah's at home. He walks through the door. She's like, where's Joel? And he's like, oh yeah, like all this happened. And then when I'm at the police station, they're like, oh, you're the solicitor, aka your best friend is on the phone. He was trying to ring the police station, pretend to be my solicitor. Meanwhile, he's at home with you. And that's the crazy story. And then, yeah, I just got out the next day and nothing else happened.
That's really hard to
describe. I'm actually baffled, yeah.
I'm baffled too.
See?
I felt that really bad.
I felt really nervous.
I actually felt nervous telling
her. Yeah. I don't know.
I think that Sarah has the card because I feel like...
But I feel like it was...
Don't give me stick in a bucket, man.
And you were giving... I feel like Joel was too bait, being like, I need more time to think. Well, he might actually genuinely like...
He had no time to think.
No, but I feel like that could be a ploy.
No, but I think... Yes, I think Sarah's got the card and Joel was trying to throw us off.
I think
you guys look like you're going to actually stab me in the face right there. You're really
scared. I'm just really dead.
This is awful. This is a hard game. Mafia, when you play it normally anyway, is a tense game. Because it's like, you might not be lying, but I think you're lying to the core. I say we go with you.
Sarah, final answer.
Sarah's
got a red card.
Yeah.
Throw your card.
Oh,
the stick in a bucket is true. If I had one drink or like... I was always sick.
I feel like you're just too classy to be sick on someone.
Now I am.
Now
I don't. But
it was a good story because it was like quite vague, but like it still was believable.
But yeah.
But I just was a bit like, I mean, you give convict vibes 100%.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I felt so weird telling that story that I was like, surely you're going to think I'm lying because I've just fumbled my way through that. But yeah, anyway.
No, I can see it, to be fair. You guys living together at 19?
Well, we had Casey.
Mental.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
We've been together since she was 15 or 16.
No way.
Yeah.
That's sick, though.
Yeah, long time.
Oh, well done, guys. You got that.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's the first time we played that game, but I thought that was quite fun.
It was fun.
It was quite fun. It was really tense. I was stumbling over my words so bad.
Nobody's lying now, because that was what...
I was like,
car crash, wasn't it? And I saw Kiss and got on the boat, but Joe weren't there. And then I was like,
that's how I felt telling my story.
It's like, okay.
True.
Yeah.
So this game is called Two Face, and it's basically where we get someone from the UK, a celeb, someone from the America, Hollywood, wherever he's from now. And we merge their faces together and we've got to guess what two people it is. So last week we had like...
So Dermot O'Leary and...
Leonardo DiCaprio.
This is the first one.
Oh. Oh, okay. Do we just shout it out? Or...
Yeah.
No,
Ryan, Joe, show it.
Ryan's got one of them... I've got a privacy screen on it.
Privacy cases.
Oh, but I didn't see that.
Oh, no, wait. I think Ryan Gosling's one of them. And maybe Matthew McConaughey? McConaughey?
Let's have a look.
I don't know. It's really difficult.
Oh.
One of them's English.
Oh, no, neither of them are English.
One of them's got to be English.
Tom
Holland.
Wait, he looks really American, though, that person. Is that who you said? Who's an American?
There's only
actor.
There's one UK, one American.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Ronnie the guy Bobby. Here is American.
From Barbie?
Do you think?
I think no.
What do you mean who's the guy who owns Wrexham? Who's the guy that owns...
What do you mean this person here? What, like, two people mixed together?
It is, but I feel like that looks like just one normal person. Does that not make any sense?
No, but that's two people.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey.
It's merged.
It's not even half and half.
It's like merged.
Yeah, it's like all...
Yeah.
It's like if they had a child or something.
So who would the English person be then? Tom Holland?
Yeah, I'm going to say Tom Holland.
Joe Swash, I'm saying.
No. Joe Swash?
That's going to be a good...
I think
Ryan Gosling
and Tom Holland. You say Ryan Gosling for the American, and we'll say Tom Holland then. We're halfway
there. Tom Holland's UK.
Yeah, that's what I mean. What did I say?
And Matthew McConaughey. Is that right?
No,
I'm saying Ryan Gosling.
Okay, right. Hit us with the answer. Ryan Gosling and Tom Holland, we said.
Christian Bale and Ollie Murs.
What?
Fucking world war on.
I don't see. Oh, I can see Ollie. Kind of.
What?
I can see Ollie's forehead.
People used to say,
yeah, his shit hairline. Sorry.
Really?
Oh, wow, so bitchy.
That's
information we didn't even know about our own game.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Wait, who's the American? Christian Bale?
Ollie Murs and Christian Bale.
I don't actually know who Christian Bale is.
Spaces.
We're going to run out. It's just going to be the local, like, people at the pub and that.
Dad and Nan. Oh, right, not American.
Next one.
Oh, we've got more.
Nan?
Yeah, I forgot who's the American.
Nan's not American.
We've got, it is. I know this straight away.
Lady Gaga.
It's Lady Gaga and Pixie Lott, final answer.
Yes.
Pixie Lott.
That was quick.
Is that right?
Correct.
That was done.
I knew that straight away.
Obviously, he knew
I
that.
Never would have said Pixie Lott.
I'm a big fan of them both.
I don't know who I would have said.
Right, and next one. Tiebreaker. Oh, wait. No one's...
We're not even against each other. We're just having fun. He's so competitive.
I want a tiebreaker. Last one.
Oh, Cameron Diaz. 100%.
Oh, Cameron Diaz. And what's the one from EastEnders?
What? Daniela Westbrook?
No.
Oh, it could be.
No, the one that's related to...
Sonia.
No. Daddy, she
Pat Butcher.
She
was married to Cat Slater.
Let me talk. I have the. She was married to Phil. She was married to Phil Mitchell.
Sharon
and
no.
I think that is. Guys, that's Cameron Diaz and Gemma Collins.
What? Let me see again.
I think.
Let me have a look.
I think it's Cameron Diaz.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yeah,
I reckon. I don't know.
Mommy, is it right?
You're right.
Cameron Diaz and Gemma Collins.
Yeah.
I'm quite good at this.
And I am horrendous. Yeah. I was so convicted on that.
You thought it was Sharon.
I'm like, just let me talk.
Well, on that note, we're all shit. So,
I like that game. Won. That was good.
You won, Jane.
Yeah, the money.
Well done.
Well, thank you guys for coming on.
That was fun.
Lovely to have you back for the third time.
I don't know how we've ended up these sides and whatever, but it was fun.
Yeah.
It was a journey.
Yes.
Have us back again soon.
Oh, of course.
You might as well screen, by the way.
You might as well come on for the fourth time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Get you on with Mum. That'll be... You'll have to get a taxi home after that.
Yeah.
All right.
You will be fired up.
You will be fired up. And you will be in the back of the police car.
And you'll be in the back of the police car.
Bloody hell. But on that note, yeah, thank you so much. Good luck with your pod as well.
Yeah,
we'll have to pop in and see you doing it sometime.
Definitely.
100%. Thank you guys for watching. Make sure to rate us 5 stars on Spotify.
You always get that bit wrong.
I just forgot.
If you are watching on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, turn on post notifications. Obviously, everyone's links will be down below, but you guys already know who our guests are because they are Dad V Girls, Anyway.
Longest outro I've ever heard, Jill.
Sorry. Yeah, anyway. Thank you, guys. Anyway, guys, we will see you next week for another amazing episode. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.